Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome into hour number two, broadcasting this morning from the St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex here in Alabama. Glad to be here in the neighboring state and glad to have you tuned in this morning. This high wind situation, which is going to keep most people from fishing and a lot of people from turkey hunting, kind of brought something to mind. What is the number one enemy for you when you're going out fishing? Would it be these high winds? Would it possibly be high extreme temperatures, extreme cold, poor tide range? Fog, we've got lightning, we've got gnats, or something else. What is it? Text me at 504-260-1870. Now, this one could be the most formidable opponent of trying to get out and do some fishing. It says, Don, how about a nagging wife? Well, that probably would be a very problematic. Fortunately, I've never had one of those. Not that I've never had a wife, but I never had one that nagged. But you know, when young wives mention to me about, my husband, he always wants to go to the hunting camp, or he wants to go fishing with his buddies every week. You know what my response is? I tell them, listen, there's a lot of things a young man can do outside of work, and going hunting and fishing with his friends or his kids is certainly one of the better choices. So suck it up, buttercup. All right, here's one that says high winds, bucking the tide, another one of those. All right, we got Chip. Clement from Clement. Is it Clement or Clement? I think he says Clement. He's over in La Ronja up early this morning. He's over going to Superior Bait and Tackle, which is located in Baton Rouge. Going to stock him up with sinkers for the snapper season. So if you need some sinkers for the upcoming snapper season, they're going to have them fresh off the draw to the oven right there at Superior Bait and Tackle. Stop by and see Mark and the gang over there. All right, here's another one. Gnats and mosquitoes. Also a note about the pond in Homer. Has got their Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Get Out and Fish program. They're stocking the channel cats there this Tuesday, so if you don't have anything planned, get out there. He says there's nothing better than listening to the excitement of the kids when they hook up on one of those big boys. That's from our friend Big E in Thibodeau, one of our regular listeners. And here's a Baton Rouge listener that says, oh, it's wind for sure. And here's one says, Don, thank you for the heads up on the Louisiana Coastal Cooking Show. Sounds right up my alley. Looks like I can get it on demand online also. Personally, my favorite PBS shows are the locally produced shows from WYES and LPB, Louisiana Public Broadcasting, that deal with Louisiana food, history, and culture. I've found most of those quite well done, interesting, and informative. Can't wait to check it out. That's from our friend David Hubble. And yeah, my Bayou Wild photographer and editor, Chris LeCocq, actually does a lot of LPB work, and he really gets in and tries to encourage them to do more of that. Those are the type of shows that will keep PBS on the air. Some of the other stuff, not so much, but, you know, I've often told them, I mean, how do you have a public broadcast channel in a state like Louisiana or Mississippi or Alabama that does not have hunting and fishing? It's part of the culture. And by the way, David, I got to tell you, my melatons are off the charts, man. They are climbing up the walls this year, looking good. All right, the snake doctor checking in. There's going to be a Love the Boot cleanup event at the Bucktown Landing next Saturday at 8:30. I will tell you more about that during our paddlers report. The Red Stick and New Orleans Fly Fishing Clubs are going to be there to help clean up and give an introduction to fly fishing and fly casting. So come out to help clean up and do some fly fishing. If you've ever been interested in it, there you go. Some free instruction. Bucktown Landing. That's on the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain, if you're not familiar with it. Here's one, Don. I truly love the show and all the guests that come on. Give their insight on matters concerning the outdoors. Keep up the good work. This is Gumbo from New Orleans. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Gumbo. We appreciate you listening. And we got the Louisiana River Chicken checking in. He's headed to chase those thunder chickens in the Pearl River WMA near Slidell. I'm lucky to have the tag, so I'm going tree sailing, turkey hunting with today's wind. Good luck to everyone. Yeah, and I applied for one of those. They're pretty scarce. They don't give out many of those permits to hunt turkeys in Pearl River, and they do have a pretty good turkey population. But, boy, this is what happens. Limited days, short seasons, and you get a blowout like this, not good. All right, we'll get to some more of these texts a little bit later on, but right now let's take a quick break because we're on the backside of it. We got Captain Mike Gallo coming up. We'll find out what he's doing on a very windy Saturday morning in April. Yep, we turned the corner. The month of April is here, and you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, this morning we're asking our audience and also our field reporters about what is their worst element, the one that they dread the most when they're trying to fish. And we've had people say wind bucking poor tides, extreme heat, extreme cold, fog, gnats, lightning. You know, those are things that CETO deals with on a regular basis. That's right. They've got to come get you. And if you have a policy for $249, that's actually a membership, you'll get unlimited fuel drops, towing from dock to dock, whatever it needs to get you back to the dock safely, even under some extreme conditions. CETO is there just like AAA waiting for you. To get peace of mind and get a AAA membership, all you need to do is pick up the phone, call Captain Chris, very nice guy. He even talks fishing. He's a fisherman himself. Call him at 504-341-4545, or if you want to do it online, one simple click, CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, which of those elements are the one that you dread the most? And I know it's not a nagging wife. Only thing Jacqueline might nag you about is don't leave her home.
Yeah, she does enjoy a good day of fishing. You know, Don, I've been listening this morning, and certainly all of those different elements that nature can provide while you're trying to fish can all be difficult to deal with at one time or another. Picking a worst, you know, they're all aggravating in one way or another. But I would have to agree with the majority of your listeners. Wind restricts where you can go. And then over a period of time, most of the water in your area gets dirty. So then it restricts where you can go and what's clean if you're able to get there. So wind is definitely one of the worst of Mother Nature's weapons that she can use against you to keep you from catching her fish.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was going to be the consensus. Wind definitely is problematic, as you point out, for many, many reasons. Dealing with it as best you can, I mean, I would suggest people don't even go, maybe pick a better day, but sometimes people just have to go. Maybe they got a brand new boat at the boat show and they just want to go out and try it, and catching fish isn't as important as being out in the boat. What kind of suggestions could you give them? Maybe some places in your area that could be tucked in, maybe find a windblown bank that some bait might be pushed up on, or any other suggestions for fishing crazy weather like this?
Well, Don, the wind, you know, there's a couple of things that you can learn to use to your advantage. I've canceled trips from Wednesday to Wednesday so far. You know, this week I canceled Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today, and I've already canceled Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week because the forecast is for the wind to continue. Now, one thing that takes place after we've had wind for several days, and this wind is blowing out of the southeast, it makes the water levels rise. And that's kind of helpful because high water doesn't get as dirty as low water. And then what you'll want to do is, it's a southeast wind, so the southeastern shoreline of your local lake, your favorite lake, is probably going to be where you find the cleanest water. And you can put your back against the bank and try to cast parallel to the bank or with the wind out from the bank. Really, your process doesn't change. You want to find clean as water as you can, find where there's bait fish in that cleaner water, and you want to fish there. Try to mimic the bait that you see in size and color, and hopefully there's some fish there. It could work to your advantage because water's dirty everywhere else. The majority of the fish may gang up in that one area where there's clean water. So I've had very good trips in some harsh conditions. It just depends on, do you want to deal with it, the age of your clientele, can you do it in a safe manner?
Yeah, makes sense. You know, we were talking earlier with Darrell, and he said one of the few advantages of coastal erosion is that the water seems to clean up faster because it gets out of here quicker. You haven't witnessed near the loss of wetlands that Grand Isle has in your area, but you've certainly seen it over the years. Do you find that water doesn't take as long to clean up as what it might have used to a decade or so ago?
So I think it takes longer to get clean in Lake Pontchartrain. Maybe that's just because I'm more anxious to get out there and fish, depending on the time of the year. The marsh, I would say yes, because as we spoke about earlier, the high water, you have wave action up in the grass, and it doesn't disturb the bottom. If that bottom was exposed, low water, and you still had the same wave action, then obviously waves beating down on bare mud shoreline certainly would get muddy much quicker. So I do believe that in the marsh, but it does seem that once Lake Pontchartrain gets dirty, it's dirty for a couple of days.
Very good. We've got a link to your excellent website from DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. AAofLA.com is yours, and probably maybe this afternoon might be a good time to give you a call and check on some future dates. We'll give them that phone number.
Yeah, we've been booking trips. The phones have been ringing. They seem to be ringing a little later this year than normal, but we're still here. We're still answering phones and connecting people with myself and my team of captains. Get them out on the water. Get them fishing. As you said, all the different places to reach me, plus my phone number, which is 985-781-7811.
You have any seminars planned in the near future? Maybe at some of the CCA events or anywhere?
I will be at Bent Marine with several other local, very experienced captains on the 22nd of April.
Yeah, I've been to that one. That's a great setup and a great seminar, and there's always a great host of captains. Look forward to having folks see you out there. Mike, thanks so much for the report. As always, we appreciate it, and have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes. Born on the bayous, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, it's time for the paddler's report. Boy, wind has got to be bad news for paddlers, huh? I guess that would strike a blow for the use of electric motors on kayaks. We'll talk to Brendan Bayard, find out how to make sense of the wind, and what, in fact, is the worst enemy of his when he's out fishing. Back with that right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And it's time for our stroking or paddling report, sponsored by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, where they're doing the Dirty Carp Tournament scheduled today. It's a fly fishing tournament targeting sewer salmon, also known as carp there in Metairie. Also got a clearance tent sale today, so if you want to go out there, take advantage of some great products at rock-bottom prices, and find out all about the Dirty Carp Tournament. That's at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, No Wake Outfitters. And by the way, next Saturday, out there at that Bucktown Boat Launch cleanup, they're going to have some demo boats before, during, and after the event. So if you want to go out there, participate, do some cleanup, and then also check out a kayak, do a demo, and maybe learn to fly fish. Got a lot going to be going on out there. Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. And, Brendan, I got two questions for you. Number one, the same question we've been asking all the reporters and the audience. What is your worst nemesis when you're going out to fish? That would be one, and I'll give you the other one when you finish answering that one.
You know, immediately I say wind like everybody else, but I think the advantage of a kayak is if the wind's blowing from the east, you can put in your kayak on the west side of the road, and from the south, you can put in your kayak on the north side of the road, and you can just drive and launch into any little ditch that helps you get cover from the wind. So wind is bad, but wind is not as big of an issue because we can literally launch right next to the protected areas that we want to fish and, you know, try a few different spots that way, you know, throughout the day. So it is terrible, especially when you've paddled really far from the launch and then the wind kicks up. Like the day that I was out in Barataria Pass and the wind came out of nowhere and was stacked against the incoming tide, and I was just happy to be back to land after that. We were mic'd up for a tournament, and that's the only reason I was out there that day. But, you know, those kind of situations are very, very bad in a kayak. You know, you don't want to be experiencing that. But I would have to say lightning, because I've been out really far, and then all of a sudden lightning pops up, and you're in a kayak. You can't outrun it like a boat. So that's very, very eerie, you know.
Yeah.
You lay all your rods down.
Yeah, they don't make lightning suits either, so that's always a problem. All right, other question. Have you ever fished for sewer salmon, a.k.a. carp?
I have not. I have fished a couple of them in golf courses when I was a kid, and I've definitely done my fair share of urban fishing in the canals as a kid, or bringing my kids around the neighborhood. So that could be pretty fun, but yeah.
I fished them when I lived in Germany. They actually have a hybrid carp. It's called a Karpfen in German, and it's crossed with some other species. And they bite a lot like carp. You use, you know, corn niblets and that to bread to catch them. But one thing about them, they're pretty tasty. They're white flaky meat, and they weren't bad. Now, about grass carp, and, you know, I've eaten a silver carp. That's pretty delectable. But some of these sewer salmon, I'm not so crazy about breaking into one of those. But anyway, yeah. Paddlepalooza, not far away. Tell us about it. That's the biggie.
Yeah, we got in 3 weeks, we got Paddlepalooza coming down to Grand Isle. That's on April 26th. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be doing some pre-fishing between now and then, getting ready for that slam tournament that we have every year. That's kind of our biggest event, if you will. And that's, you know, going to be basically a 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or 4 p.m. Fishing day, where you try to put together your biggest slot redfish, trout, and flounder, and weigh them in aggregate together to see who's the champion after that day. That's going to be a fun one. Got a lot of friends coming in from out of town for that, and we usually get a camp and have a good time.
So this is an actual weigh-in. This is not CPR.
Yeah. We usually do the big tournaments for sure as a weigh-in, and you know, a lot of people, if you have too much fish, you know, there's always other people that don't catch fish, and they're always grateful to bring some fish home, and you know, everybody likes a good fish dinner.
And what species and how many are you looking for?
We have a slam tournament, which is the main thing, which is the three fish. But then they do also individual awards for biggest trout, biggest flounder, biggest red, most spotted redfish. And we also have a seniors ladies category and a kids division.
Great. That's going to be April 26th at Grand Isle at Bridgeside Marina. Can people sign up online?
Yeah, they can. It's Bayou, bckfc.org. You go to the events tab, and you can just find the sign up right there. I think it's through PayPal or something like that, but it's pretty easy. And it comes with a T-shirt and a goodie bag and all that kind of stuff. And I think we cook two meals for you, one on Friday night at the captain's meeting and then one after the weigh-in during the awards. So it's a good time, especially if you're into kayak fishing and you haven't met a community yet. Come out there, and everybody's really friendly.
Let's hope for some good weather and a good turnout. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. As always, we appreciate it, and watch out for that lightning.
I will, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. There he goes. Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for the Paddlers Report. All right, coming back after this, well, it's time for the bad boy. We got one. We have one every week, and he's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you've been with us for the last half hour, hour and a half, actually, we've been asking our audience, in honor of this windy day we've got, a windy weekend, what is your worst condition? If you had to pick one to keep you from going out and fishing. Here's a text that says, for me, it was bringing my new brother-in-law, who's never been offshore before, out there, and he gets seasick. Had to leave him on a rig for a few hours with a couple of sandwiches and some water while we rig-hopped, plucked him up on the way in, LOL. You know, I've never been seasick, but it does not look like fun. And I think the second worst thing to being seasick is being on the boat with someone who is. That ain't fun either. All right, let's see. We got some more info coming in here. We got Dixie George. His worst nightmare of fishing is when his grandson can't go with him. That's mighty nice of you. And Roland Cortez says, it's the wind for me. Yeah, Roland, you say that when you're fishing, but I bet I've heard you say, we need some wind when you're out there goose and duck hunting. That's when you want the wind, and sometimes you can't buy wind. All right, we're going to be back with the bad boy of the week right after we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Our story began on March 22nd in Plaquemines Parish when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Sergeant Norman DeRoche and Agent Jacob Stelly were patrolling Grand Isle when doing a compliance check, they found one Jeremy Bro with 7 red snapper, which does not open in Louisiana offshore waters until May. And, well, May 1st, I think it is. I'll have to check that and see what it is. I believe it's May 1st. Anyway, when his day in court comes, facing a $350 closed season fine and another $200 for civil restitution payback for the value of the snapper is 46-year-old Jeremy Bro of Carencrow, our iambic quatrameter bad boy of the outdoors. Not sure what that is? Google it. Check it out. All right, back to the text board. What makes you not want to go the worst when fishing conditions? Here's one says, finally, when it starts to get hot, it is time to quit. This one says, Don, this is Chris. The scariest thing when you go fishing is running into a crazy charter boat captain from Florida. If you know, you know. I don't. Let me know who it is. I'm not sure who you're talking about. Here's one from Chip. He says his worst fear of fishing is when the wife makes plans for them and doesn't tell him about it till the day before trips. I wonder, do you think that's calculated, Chip? Or is that accidental? I'm not sure, but that would not be good. We got Ben from the CCA North Shore chapter wants to remind everybody about the fundraising banquet April 17th at the Castine Center in Pelican Park, featuring the Youth Casting Contest with Wildlife and Fisheries. There will be prizes, auction, raffles, and a catered meal. Yeah, we all know about those chapter fundraisers. That's my home chapter, so I plan to be there. I think I'll be with the Martian Bayou guys. All right, now wait. We had another comment here. I didn't want to miss this about the nagging wife theory. Somebody said a nagging wife was the worst one. This one says, Don, the nagging wife could be the best incentive. Remember, it is better to seek forgiveness than obtain permission. Bye, honey. Usually it's the nagging for a few hours. Okay, that's the Lafayette Yacker. He put his name to it. And here's one. Giving agreement, the worst thing is that early morning fog. Very, very dangerous. All the best. That's from the big man bassing and listening to us in Covington. Here's one, since I prefer to fish for marsh bass, high water is my nemesis. And that's Doug. Yeah, that's not good. Scatters the fish out there. And we got David checking back in. His 2 melaton vines are doing well. One of them literally seemed to grow 3 feet this week. Anybody else having enormous success with the growth of their melaton vines? Man, mine have just exploded. And here's one says, not much keeps me from fishing except thunderstorms. And speaking of those ponds in Houma, the stocking of the rainbow trout is awesome and incredibly fun. All right, we got some more texts coming in. We'll get back to those, but right now we've got to take a quick time out. And we come back, we'll check in with Captain Ryan Lambert. He's a fearless kind of guy, you know. We'll see what strikes fear in his heart weather-wise and condition-wise when he's ready to go fishing. Back with Captain Ryan right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. Ryan, do you use a plastic putting iron, a putting plastic?
I'll use a plastic spatula today, turn a hamburger. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, you're not actually hitting a little white ball. You're out there entertaining.
No,
I got you.
I'm just helping. We have a member guest at Grand Ridge today, so I'm going to help out. And I thought I was going to get out the wind, but I'm going to go out and sit out in the wind anyhow. At least I won't be getting beat up.
Yeah, you never did get into that addiction known as golf, did you?
I like it, but I don't have time, you know. I live on my own golf course and don't have time to play.
Ain't that something? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of achy this morning. I just finished yesterday evening a three-match tennis match playing doubles with my granddaughter. She and I teamed up. And, whew,
wow.
Man, been a while. Been a while.
These don't let me play golf, tennis anymore.
Yeah, well, I got a bionic knee, so that helped me get through it.
Yeah,
you got.
Sure.
You haven't done yours yet, have you? Have you done your knees yet?
No, I'm not. He said I'm not ready. He said when you're ready, you'll come crawling up in here asking me.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've been talking about what is the worst enemy for going out and fishing. What is your worst fear when you get up and you see a condition out of all of them? There's a lot of bad ones, but which one is the worst you like that you hate to deal with?
It's got to be the wind. You know, duck season is the fog. And fishing is the wind, you know, just crossing the river in the fog is so detrimental. It's just, it's very difficult to, you know, everybody's scared and you got a lot riding on it. But I think the wind, especially this week with the 30-mile-an-hour winds, and today it's going to be 40, you know, it makes it tough. You know, you can't get away from the bank to go actually look and search for something. You know, you're stuck to lee shores and stuff like that. So probably that. You know,
yeah.
Most everything you can deal with. The rivers are going to jump 10 feet in the next week and a half, 2 weeks. So it's going to crest on the 26th at 16.5, which is half a foot under flood stage. So, yeah, it's coming up. But that doesn't really bother us any. I mean, we'll get around it.
Yeah, it was too good to be true, that river being that low this long and this late. So it's due to jump, and it's coming.
Well, it's gonna be a jump, and then it's gonna fall right. It's just we got this giant two big storms, and the one that's coming today and going right through the Ohio Valley, and that's where all the water's coming from. So, you know, it's just a seasonal thing, and there's not enough snow up there to make that big a deal. So, I think by the middle of May, it'll be right back down, and we'll be whacking them again.
Yeah. You know, one of the difficulties this time of year, springtime, and locating trout is they're in the transition period. So you're likely to find them in, out. Explain what goes on during trout transition.
Well, they just come out their winter haunts and all the baits coming out the deep holes, if you still have deep holes. And they're just working their way to the beach. So it's not very difficult. You just, you know, you start fishing your summertime pattern and hitting different things on the way out and working your way to the beach, and come May they'll get back on the rigs and on the islands out there, you know, Breton and that kind of stuff in May. And you know, April they on the beaches and they're on the points on the outside with the river high like this. They'll just be right on the outside points. You know, a lot of people probably fishing Europe this time of year, and you know, my boys on the east side, because of the wind we can't fish the west side. Although the trout were good on the west side until this wind event. This has been a really big event for wind this week. It's been tough.
It's been long-lasting for sure. How much is this wind going to affect your hamburger cooking? Is it going to blow around the heat? Or are you going to protect the area to cook?
Windage and elevation, if you start on the left side of the pit and just flip it, and by the time it comes back down, it'll be on the right side of the pit.
I knew you had a secret to a good hamburger. Any other tips for hamburger cooking? We get all kind of information from you.
You know what we do also when we cook in a lot of hamburgers, because as the people coming by, we take some onion soup, and we put it on the side, and we put the hamburgers in there as they're cooked, and it keeps them so nice and juicy and flavorful until you can put them on a hamburger.
That might be the best tip of the month. All right, now tell me about your blackberries. Are they late this year? My blackberry bushes this week just exploded, I guess because of these 80-degree temperatures.
Yeah, they're going to be late. They'll probably be almost the 20th before everything comes to full berry picking. And the mulberries, trees are thick with mulberries, but, you know, it'll be a while for them. I think by the 20th we'll start picking berries and have a good little session there. Especially if we get a little rain, that'll help them out a lot and get them juicy and fat. So, yeah, it won't be long.
You know, I think the blackberry might be the best little wild fruit or product that we've got that grows.
You know, there's so many in different areas. You know, you got the blueberries, we got the blackberries. You know, they have raspberries in other places. Mayhaw is something that we don't have down here. You got them up there, but that is a phenomenal little berry. That's my favorite jelly of all is Mayhaw jelly. So you know, every region's got something that they have. You know, something that we don't use that we have a plethora of is elderberries. Mm-hmm. You know, we really don't use them. They make good jelly, good syrup, and they're very abundant. So you know, it's something that a lot of people don't use, and they're good for you.
Yeah, I've made a pyracantha jelly, which is pretty good.
Really?
They're not much good for anything else, but yeah, you can make a jelly out of them.
Really? I thought they was all bitter. We used to use it for pea shooters when we were kids, when they were green.
Oh, boy. A misspent youth, huh? Your childhood. Misspent activity.
I can go back to it. I promise you that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think next week we're going to ask the audience what's their best use for those blackberries, and we'll get a variety of answers and see.
Oh, without a doubt. It's that time, too. Miss Coleman loves those blackberries, so she had me on that.
All right, well, have fun at the golf tournament. Have fun at the golf tournament. Cook them hamburgers up. Make sure you put one in well done for me. That's how I like them.
Well done in the onion soup.
Yeah, in the soup. That'd be great.
All right, buddy.
Telephone number, too, because I know you can talk to people while you're flipping burgers. That's no problem.
Oh, yeah. You know, they get a hold of me at 504-559-5111, and we're booking up really good, so it's going to be a good year. So you get your trips in.
Don't delay. Thanks, Ryan. Talk to you next week.
You're welcome, buddy.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. You'll find him with an apron, maybe, and a spatula to flip those burgers over there at the golf course. All right, we come back after this. Going to wrap it up. We'll get to some of your text messages. What is your worst fear when you get up and you headed out fishing? What is the one thing, the really worst thing that you see that you don't want to see when you go fishing? Back with that, and we'll wrap it up right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, well, I'm sitting here watching the wind blow through the leaves in the trees. Go ahead, wind. Just go ahead and blow yourself out and get on out of here. Speaking of wind, a lot of people say that's the worst condition they want to encounter or don't want to encounter when they're fishing. What is yours? We've been taking your text messages at 504-260-1870. One of the most interesting one was the one that came in from Chip, and it said, the wife making those plans and doesn't tell me about it till the day before my trips. And it kind of reminds me of a famous quote. Yeah, a failure to communicate. All right, we also have, let's see, morning fog, early morning fog, very dangerous. That's another one, the dreaded fog situation. Here's a question. When will Mike Gallo be at Bent's? Mike said he would be there on the fishing seminar on Tuesday, April 22nd. That's at Bent's Marine, an RV center that's located on Airline Drive in Metairie. And they've got plenty of seating there, and I'm sure they've got lots of other captains. They usually have four or five of them that get out there and give some little fishing seminars. Another question, do we have a new Secretary of Wildlife and Fisheries? You may recall we were one of the first ones to report that Secretary Madison Shahan was leaving, and she, I don't know if she's still there. I don't think she's totally left, but we do have a new acting secretary. His name is Tyler Bosworth. He was in the administration, and he's moved up at least as an acting position. Don't know if it will become permanent. I'm not real familiar with Tyler. He would not have been my first choice, but hey, I'm just a radio guy. What do I know about picking people to run an agency? We also have this one says, can I take you up on your offer to replace my hunters for the Hungry Cap that I mentioned last week from Big E? Absolutely. I just happen to have a new fresh one for you, Big E. Send me your address and I'll get it out to you. Here's a question. We had someone said they brought their new brother-in-law out and he got seasick offshore and he dumped him on a rig with some sandwiches and water and went and picked him up while they went and fished. And the question, how the hell do you leave someone on a rig and then drive off? Well, that's what you do. You let them climb up on the rig and you take off and come back and get them. I'm thinking this is an unmanned rig because there's not something really legal about doing that. I imagine in time of emergencies they would allow it. But getting out on a privately owned rig is not something that is generally accepted. Here's one says, good morning. Speaking of lightning, I'm curious if anyone else has experienced atmospheric conditions that cause monofilament fishing line to arc as opposed to laying flat from the rod tip to the water surface. I have experienced this phenomenon only once in 50 years plus fishing. Fog and wind are the worst. Yes, I have seen that on a couple of occasions when a storm is approaching and that wind starts sucking and the temperature starts dropping and clouds start swirling. I have seen our fishing lines raise up out of the water towards the sky. It's just some phenomenon. And generally that indicates that there's going to be some lightning strikes. So it's time to get out of Dodge when you see that. Here's one that says, you need to look into the video of the crazy Florida charter captain. Yeah, it triggered my memory. Someone told me about that. There was some Florida charter captain. I don't know if he was trying to get publicity, but he was acting really stupid and doing some stupid stuff and making some stupid comments on Facebook. And I don't generally look at that stuff, so maybe I'll have to look into it. Someone sent me the link. But that was the connection to the crazy Florida charter captain. We've got Deb in Florida listening. Two questions. Free freshwater fishing in Florida this weekend. That message brought to you by the letter F. Where did I hear that before? Yeah, okay, free fishing in Florida for freshwater. That's a great opportunity. And also says that how is the flooding up north going to affect things in the area when all that water starts coming your way? Unless the spillway gets open, generally a high river doesn't really give us any serious problems. Like Ryan was saying, they deal with it down near the mouth, but if it opens up through the spillway, it comes through Pontchartrain, purges it out, puts fresh water into a lot of traditionally brackish areas, that can be problematic. Here's one says, I know it's been said before, but it's that lightning. And then we got another vote for the gnats. They're the worst. And here's one says, my point to the rig. Yeah, that's what I mean. How do you leave somebody there? All right, I got the address I needed. I think I got just about everything I need. Well, it's been a great, interesting show. I'm going to give you a little assignment to think about next week. We're going to start off asking you blackberries. I think it's the finest wild product that we have in the Gulf South. It's a very versatile berry. You can use it in a lot of different ways. And what is the best way that you prepare your fresh picked wild blackberries, or dewberries for that matter. I know they're kind of close. All right, the music is playing. That's my friend Reed Allaman singing us in and out of the outdoor show. Glad to have him be part of the program. I haven't seen him in a while since he moved out west, but comes back to visit every now and then. I got to get with him and do a little bit of fishing. All right, I am off to other things. I will be turkey hunting midweek, and next week coming back to fish in Navarre Fishing Pier for some pompano. For Bayou Wild TV, we'll tell you how that goes, too. All right, all that's still to come. Hope you'll join us next week. Same time, same place, same station. Thanks to Cullen, our engineer. See you next week on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.